Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
To the survivors in the room, if you are willing, please stand. And if you are willing, please raise your hands if you have still not been able to meet with this Department of Justice.
Wow. All of them. That just blows up what Pam Bondi said 60 seconds back, that anybody can meet with them. It has been a while since we have seen a grilling like this on Capitol Hill, but Attorney General Pamela Bondi sat today in front of the House Judiciary Committee and faced bipartisan skepticism about her and her DOJ's handling of the Epstein Files release. Not only have they violated the Epstein Files Transparency Act, like 50 times now, every single day is a violation of the Epstein Files Transparency Act. Not only have they under-redacted the names of victims and then over-redacted the names of perpetrators, but this entire process has very clearly been long, drawn out, and pried out of this administration against their will. Well, enter Pam Bondi. She was the one who originally reopened the wound last February when she said, "I have the file sitting on my desk right now." 1 year later, she is sitting in front of members of Congress who are grilling the hell out of her. I want to walk you through essentially everything that happened because, as Kyle Griffin points out, it results in Pam Bondi refusing to apologize to the survivors of Jeffrey Epstein's abuse for her actions in the Epstein case. To make matters worse, for Pam Bondi, the Epstein survivors were sitting feet away from her, just a few feet away from her in this room, and they stand up for a moment, and Pam Bondi has nothing to say. She refuses to apologize, even at the request of multiple members of Congress. These survivors, like, even beyond the Trump administration, by the way, these survivors have been trying for decades to have their story heard. Back in 2007, 2008, Epstein got this crazy plea deal in Florida that was screwing over the survivors. And then throughout years and years, these women weren't listened to by men in power, but the Trump administration is clearly the worst offender trying to hide these files because they have every incentive to. Howard Lutnick is in them. Donald Trump is in them. Elon Musk is in them. It's almost like if you want to be in the administration, you have to be in the files. Either way, I digress. Let's start off where it all began. Democratic Representative Jamie Raskin of Maryland starts off by introducing it and saying, listen, you have victims, you have hundreds of survivors of Jeffrey Epstein out there, and you have a few seated behind you today. As always, if you appreciate the Adam Mockler feed, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you're subscribed, whether you're on YouTube or Facebook or the Spotify feed. We are everywhere providing breaking news all day. Let's start where it all began.
Welcome, Attorney General Bondi. You've got the best lawyer's job in America because your mission is justice and your clients are the American people.
Yep.
But to promote justice for the people, you've got to listen to the victims, like the women seated behind you today. Those are just some of the hundreds of survivors of Jeffrey Epstein's global sex trafficking ring who are demanding that the truth be told and are demanding accountability for the abusers who trafficked and raped them. You still haven't met with these survivors. So with their permission, let me introduce to you the survivors and late survivors' family members who are present today. There's Teresa Helm, there's Jess Michaels, Laura Bloom McGee, Danny Bensky, Liz Stein, Marina Lacerda, Sky and Amanda Roberts, who are the family of the late Virginia Giuffre, Charlene Richard, and Lisa Phillips. Now, you're not showing a lot of interest in the victims, Madam Attorney General. Whether it's Epstein's human trafficking ring or the homicidal governmental violence against citizens in Minneapolis, as Attorney General, you're siding with the perpetrators and you're ignoring the victims. That will be your legacy unless you act quickly to change course.
Wow. It starts off in an intense manner and then it gets more intense.
That will be your legacy unless you act quickly to change course. You're running a massive Epstein cover-up right out of the Department of Justice. You've been ordered by subpoena and by Congress to turn over 6 million documents, photographs, and videos in the Epstein files, but you've turned over only 3 million. You say you're not turning over the other 3 million because they're somehow duplicative, but we know that there are actual memos of victim statements in there, and you also took down the Department of Justice's prosecution memo from 2019. So it's clearly not all duplicative, but even if it were, why not release it? Just release all the duplicative stuff. In the half you did produce, you redacted the names of abusers, enablers, accomplices, and co-conspirators, apparently to spare them embarrassment and disgrace, which is the exact opposite of what the law ordered you to do. Even worse, you shockingly failed to redact many of the victims' names, which is what you were ordered to do by Congress. Some of the victims had come forward publicly, but many had not. Many had kept their torment private, even from family and friends. But you published their names, their identities, their images on thousands of pages for the world to see. So you ignored the law, and even with over 100,000 employees at your disposal, you acted with some mixture of staggering incompetence.
Very quickly, you can see Pam Bondi begin to get visibly uncomfortable and shift around. Pay attention to her hands and her body movement right there. She kind of pushes herself around in a way that looks very uncomfortable.
1,000 employees at your disposal, you acted with some mixture of staggering incompetence, cold indifference, and jaded cruelty towards more than 1,000 victims raped, abused, and trafficked.
Very well said from Jamie Raskin. He's really sticking up for the victims in a very, very powerful way. He then continues.
Victims and coddling perpetrators is what you do best. When the FBI opened a criminal investigation into the brutal killing in Minneapolis of Renee Good, a poet and 37-year-old mother of three, by Trump's masked paramilitary ICE agents, you shut it down. You claim you're investigating the cold-blooded murder of Alex Preddy, an ICU nurse at the VA. But how can we trust the administration when the president and Kristi Noem call Preddy a domestic terrorist and Stephen Miller called him a would-be assassin? Not only do you refuse to share evidence with the state and local investigators and prosecutors in Minnesota, you have blocked their access to the crime scene and the evidence. How are you seeking justice for Mariamar Martinez, the Montessori school teacher in Chicago who was shot 5 times by a Border Patrol agent who bragged about it on text? Or the family of Keith Porter, a father of two, shot and killed by an off-duty ICE agent in L.A.? Or the family of Silverio Villegas Gonzalez, shot and killed in Illinois minutes after he dropped his kids off at school? There's no sign of any movement.
I'm glad he brought up Keith Porter and the others, along with Renee Nicole Good and Alex Preddy. Very important.
At the Department of Justice. You even launched a criminal investigation into Renee Good's grieving widow.
Yep.
How sick is that?
Incredibly, incredibly sick. Then Raskin begins to talk about the attempt to indict multiple members of Congress for simply quoting the Uniform Code of Military Justice and saying you can refuse illegal orders.
You tried to get a grand jury to indict 6 members of Congress who are veterans of our armed forces on charges of seditious conspiracy simply for exercising their First Amendment rights. I hope you will heed the wisdom and the constitutional patriotism of those grand jurors and not try it again by doubling down on that humiliation. As your best lawyer's orders.
Very, very true. That needs to be pointed out more. Raskin continues by saying, please do not waste our time. The reason he's so firm in these clips, obviously, is because she's covering up for pedophiles. But secondly, because her last testimony in front of Congress back in October resulted in her reading off a bunch of scripted insults. If you remember, she was scripted the entire time, insulting people and playing to an audience of one. That audience of one was Donald Trump, who was clearly watching behind the scenes, sitting there clapping her along.
Now, as ranking member I asked the chairman to add a few extra rounds of questions today because we each have 5 hours of questions, not 5 minutes, but we're stuck with 5 minutes. That's clearly insufficient to give voice to America's victims and survivors and to demand answers about all the corruption and cover-ups that we see at DOJ right now. We've got just one round, so we ask you politely but firmly, Madam Attorney General, please do not waste 1 second of our precious time by evading questions, by changing the subject, or engaging in personal attacks against members of Congress. We saw your performance in the Senate, and we're not going to accept that. This isn't a game. In the Senate, you brought something with you called a burn book, a binder of smears to attack members personally for doing the people's work of oversight. Please set the burn book aside and answer our questions. And when you hear us reclaim our time, that means it's time for you to stop speaking. We only have 5 minutes. So when we reclaim our time, that means you stop. And if you don't, we will ask the chair to stop the clock and let you go on his time.
All right, here we go. Let's hop into this. Pam Bondi begins by weakly acknowledging the presence of the survivors slash victims, but then goes on attack mode.
All members of Congress, as you know, are invited to visit DOJ to see for yourselves. I want to take a moment to acknowledge the Epstein survivors who are here today. I'm a career prosecutor, and despite what the ranking member said, I have spent my entire career fighting for victims, and I will continue to do so.
I mean, even if we conceded that her entire career before last January was spent fighting for victims, that is all superseded by the big Epstein-shaped hole in her resume.
I am deeply sorry for what any victim has been through, especially as a result of that monster. If you have any information to share with law enforcement about anyone who has hurt you or abused you, the FBI is waiting to hear from you.
She's the one that covered up the multiple names. You're not fighting for the victims if you're covering up the names of the perpetrators that you currently have.
I want you to know that any accusations of criminal wrongdoing will be taken seriously and investigated.
Except if the accusations of criminal wrongdoing are against our administration. Then we cover up the investigation, we spike it in Minneapolis, we say there's nothing to see here, and we ask you to close your eyes. Next, we see Democratic Representative Jayapal ask the survivors to stand up, and then she begins to press Pam Bondi to apologize. This part is very, very important.
To the survivors in the room, if you are willing, please stand. And if you are willing, please raise your hands if you have still not been able to meet with this Department of Justice.
Wow. All of them. That just blows up what Pam Bondi said 60 seconds back, that anybody can meet with them.
Please know for the record that every single survivor has raised their hand.
All right. Very powerful moment. And then Representative Jayapal takes it a step further and says, Attorney General Bondi, will you then apologize?
And Attorney General Bondi, you apologized to the survivors in your opening statement for what they went through at the hands of Jeffrey Epstein. Will you turn to them now and apologize for what your Department of Justice has put them through with the absolutely unacceptable release of the Epstein files and their information?
Congresswoman, you sat before Merrick Garland sat in this chair twice.
Attorney General
twice.
Bondi.
No, can I finish my answer?
No, I'm going to reclaim my time because I asked you
a specific question that I would like you to answer,
which is, will you turn to the survivors? This is not about anybody that came before you. It is about you taking responsibility for your Department of Justice and the harm that it has done to the survivors who are standing right behind you and are waiting for you to turn to them and apologize for what your Department of Justice has
done. Members get to ask the questions, the witness gets to answer in the way they want to answer. Attorney General can
that's
respond.
That's not accurate, Mr. Chairman.
Because she doesn't like the answer. Time. So,
Mr.
I wouldn't like the answer either if you're refusing to apologize to the survivors and you're appealing to Merrick Garland. Did you hear Pam Bondi's original answer a few seconds ago? She was like, Merrick Garland sat here. Who cares? We're not in the Biden era anymore.
Mr. Chairman,
why?
I have asked
didn't she
question?
Asked Merrick Garland this twice.
I'm reclaiming.
The investigation was still ongoing. Pam Bondi doesn't know that Ghislaine Maxwell's appeal only ended in about September, October of 2024, meaning that is when most of the files could be released.
My time, and when I
will continue
my time,
to answer.
Mr. Chairman, the gentlelady's reclaimed
her
time.
I'm not going to get in the gutter for her theatrics.
The time belongs to the time belongs to the gentlelady. The gentlelady has 17 seconds.
Thank you. You're not going to answer this question, so let me just
Chairman,
say this.
I'll direct it to
what
you.
What a massive cover-up.
No, I'm answering a question.
Mr. Chairman, will you restore her time? The
I'm
witness is interrupted.
I'm not going to get in the gutter with this woman.
Stop the
She's
time.
Doing theatrics.
Let me have my
gentlelady,
time.
The gentlelady from Washington.
The 17 seconds were then restored because Pam Bondi kept interrupting, but Representative Jerry Nadler then gets a chance, and Pam Bondi begins to scream at him, you're a washed-up lawyer, or something to that effect.
You can let her filibuster all day long, but not on our watch. Not on our time. No way. And I told you about that, Attorney General, before you started.
You don't tell me.
No,
anything.
I did tell you because
washed
we saw what you did in the Senate.
A lawyer, not even a lawyer.
Committee will be in order.
Time, and I should get back at least 45 seconds.
We will give you a few more.
Sorry, she called Jamie Raskin a washed-up lawyer.
Not on our time. No way. And I told you about that, Attorney General, before you started.
You don't tell me.
No, I did tell you because we saw what you did in the Senate.
A lawyer, not even a lawyer.
Committee will be in order.
She said, "Washed up lawyer, not even a lawyer." Now Nadler takes over.
So I really have just one question for you. How many of Epstein's co-conspirators have you indicted? How many perpetrators are you even investigating?
First, you showed it. I find it.
How many have you indicted?
Excuse me. I'm going to answer the question.
Answer my question. No.
Jesus Christ, is she like half drunk or over? Why is she struggling to answer things concisely?
Excuse me, I'm going to answer the question.
She's not drunk. I think this is how she always is.
Answer my question.
No, I'm going to answer the question the way I want to answer the question.
No,
your
you're
theatrics
answer the
are
question
ridiculous.
The way I asked it.
Chairman Jordan, I'm not going to get in the gutter with these people,
how many
but I'm
you,
going to answer the question.
How many of you indicted?
The gutter is where you're throwing the victims right now. You threw them under the bus, and now that it's your turn to go under that same bus, you are kicking and screaming this entire time. Attorney General Pam Bondi then says Donald Trump's name does appear in the files countless times. Just to be clear and candid, I personally think Jamie Raskin, Representative Raskin, had the most powerful performance here thus far. But the other Democrats, also Representative Jayapal did great. The other Democrats aren't as powerful as Raskin, but they're doing well.
General Bondi, it's been reported that there were at one point 1,000 personnel assigned to the task of identifying and scrubbing Donald Trump's name from the Epstein files. Were those...
Mm-hmm. And she's smiling about it. Look at that.
...name from the Epstein files. Were those reports accurate?
I believe his name has appeared countless times in the documents that have been released. If I could finish, I'm going to read you the stats.
I just simply asked whether or not it was true that General Bondi...
And she can't give a straight answer. We are going to continue to report on this on the Adam Mockler channel. This is the largest cover-up in size, scope, and scale since Watergate. I would personally argue it is larger than Watergate since it spans multiple departments, multiple institutions. It's not just the president's inside circle and cabinet and some people that he hired to break into a hotel like with Nixon. This is like multiple departments. This is the DOJ. This is the FBI. This is investigators moving by the thousand to go scrub out and redact Donald Trump's name, and we have to continue the pressure. Pam Bondi is cracking under it. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video, and peace out.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for 10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.